visiting today with Pleasantville head volleyball coach Amy McGraw to recap their first part of the season so far. Coach, a pretty good start for your season, thus far, getting a couple wins there at Sheraton, then winning that individual match against West Central Valley, and then went 1-1 on Thursday night. Just kind of in your thoughts, how do you feel the season's gone so far?
Yeah, we were pretty happy about the way we played in Sheraton. I thought the girls came out excited with lots of energy and didn't have a ton of errors. So those two wins were a good start for us. And then the win at home against West Central Valley, it was a little surprising, I guess. I really wanted to go out there and win in dominating fashion, but I think a couple things came into play there. We have quite a few young girls starting for us, and the first home game and their first experience playing at that level. So I think nerves probably got the best of us. We had a ton of errors that night. We were able to pull it off. That was the good news of that game. They never stopped fighting when everything seemed to be going wrong. We missed 20 serves. Our serve receipt was off. Tons of hitting errors. So we just could not get things going against West Central Valley, but we pulled out the win, and so that's a positive. And we had some awesome senior leadership that night. They kept the team together. They kept everybody positive. They really helped those freshmen through their first kind of tough home experience. So that was good. As far as last night, we also came out just tons of energy, ready to play against Davis County, and kind of stuck together, did a lot of things right, not a lot of errors. And then Pella Christian always is a little thorn in our side, but we knew that going in. I really, really wish we could have kept those games a little bit closer. Our serve receive kind of got exposed there a little bit. We've really got to dial that in, and just kind of putting the ball away on those better teams would be something we're going to be working on this in the future.
Yeah, going into the season too, you knew you were going to be, missing some seniors that had graduated from last year. How do you feel that the girls that are going to supplement some of those people that had graduated?
We are getting some great back row play from Liv Clotewijk. She's a freshman. We actually gave her the libero jersey last night. We haven't been playing with a libero just because we have probably three or four girls that we could put in that position, and just weren't real confident which one we wanted to go with. They're all pretty equal skill level. Liv has had some really good games, and she's just a really good communicator. I've talked about that before with Emily Rowe. She was just so good at kind of running that defense and being the voice of the team from the back row, and that's kind of what we need. And Liv has kind of stepped up in that role, so she really helped that role for us. Miranda Binge is a junior. She's also another libero possibility, and we will definitely probably be going between those two, but they have definitely both stepped up, and Bench has been a really good leader to Liv too, so they're both doing great in the back row. Getting a lot of offensive production from a couple freshmen, Clara Vestal and Harper McGraw, are really helping us in the front row, where we lost some of that power with Faith Nelson and Hope Demand last year. So they're filling in great there. And then, of course, our setter is a freshman too. So Gabby Bethke is running the offense for us. And they're going to make their freshman errors, but they're doing a great job of filling those roles.
For you as coach, in what way does it kind of benefit your team to kind of have freshmen step in, but also have a little bit of balance of, some experienced players on the team as well?
We always think of the long game. So as a program, it's really great to have success with this young crew right now. That just means great things for years to come for us. So I think that's the positive. I think another thing is just having our seniors, juniors, sophomore leadership, and we have a big bench this year, and we're just really talking about everybody's role as a team and everybody being supportive of each other. The girls that aren't seeing as much playing time are really just taking the girls that are on the floor under their wing and helping them out when they're on the bench. They're helping them see spots and holes in the floor, and everybody just seems to be a really close-knit group this year. And I shouldn't say it's surprising when you have a freshman, but I'm just really pleasantly surprised that Everybody has really bought into this team, no matter what age you are. Everybody's very supportive of each other.
Going through your schedule coming up a little bit, any key dates that kind of stick out to you? And do you guys approach, when you have quads or triangulars or different things like that, do you approach any of those different than maybe just a regular, single match conference night?
Yeah, we do. We have next week will be a good week for us, but and not that we're looking past next week at all, but we have a triangular at home on Thursday. We play away at I-35, which is a conference game. So we always want to take those conference games and just really hone in on those. We want to obviously get some wins in the conference, but triangulars and everything, non-conference games are just as important. We'll see Mount Air. Who else is coming to our triangular? I can't even remember. Clark, sorry, Mount Airy Clark at home. So those will be some good matches. But I think my eye is on that Van Meter match that's coming the next week. It's kind of a busy week for us, but gosh, we would really love to compete with Van Meter and get a victory there as a conference win. So we'll be doing a lot of film watching, a lot of planning for that conference matchup.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and best of luck as you head into this next stretch of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.